Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome to what we like to call a Spits and Suds one-timer. And this will be a fun one because we are joined by an 8-time champion ranked as high as 8th in the world, represented the United States on the world stage, one of the hosts of a great podcast that you need to check out called Nothing Major Show. And I'm telling you, my friend is dialed into hockey, and I said I need to get him on. I heard him on Sean and RJ, heard him wanting to talk hockey, so we said we got to have him on to talk puck. He's bigger than Liam Bischel on skates, 6'10", former pro tennis player, massive Dallas Stars guy. Did I pump your tires enough, John Isner?
Yes, you did. I appreciate that. I love talking hockey. As you mentioned, I have a podcast, which of course is centrally focused on tennis, the sport that I know and played for so long. But I could probably talk hockey, in NHL in particular, better than I can talk pro tennis, which is saying something. Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other boys that follow hockey?
Yes. Yes. One of my other co-hosts on the podcast is a big Ducks fan because he's from California. The other two don't. And then, yes, some of the European guys on tour follow hockey. Interestingly, the Canadians on tour, which there's a handful of them, like, they're not massive hockey fans, which
really?
Is kind of sacrilegious in my mind.
Wow.
But anyways.
Wow.
I know. I mean, they're like kind of hockey fans, you know, they're not like so dialed in, but,
you got to talk curling with them.
I don't know. I don't know. They're sports guys, but they're not just like, they don't love hockey, I guess.
Yeah.
Like I do. And some others.
So are you still on a high, so to speak, from breaking that? I know I was last night. I did the podcast till about 2:20 in the morning. Breaking that streak of game one losses, just a huge win in Winnipeg.
Oh, yes, that was huge. And it was only a matter of time. Like, it was almost a bad spot for Winnipeg. It's like, how many game ones can Dallas lose in a row? But also being able to – I was afraid that – and Connor Hellebuyck was really good last night. I was afraid he was going to be, like, exceptional.
Sure.
You know, but after not playing his best in round one and getting a massive reprieve, of course – In game seven, they should have been out, you know, 1 second away. And so it's kind of like all the pressure, you know, all the past playoff misery that he's had for his team is kind of all that pressure. In my mind, seemed like it was lifted off of him. And he did play well, but the Stars got to continue doing what they did last night if they want to win 3 more games against him and the Jets.
Yeah, and on that note, Scott O'Neill thought his team was a bit flat. And I actually thought of you – because Winnipeg was coming off a very taxing, emotional, physical 2-0 Game 7 win against the Blues. And I thought to myself, man, John Isner played in the longest tennis match ever, 2010 Wimbledon, Nicholas Mahut, 11 hours, 5 minutes over 3 days. So,
yeah,
just absolutely crazy. I know you've talked about that thousands of times, but is it relatable to what Winnipeg went through as far as that athlete hangover where you get that huge emotional win like you did and like Winnipeg did, and then all of a sudden you have to turn around and do it again because you did have to do that.
Yeah, it's a little bit relatable, but at the same time, you know, the Stars just finished one night before
and finished
their game seven. So I don't think rest was a big issue. We've seen in the past sometimes in the playoffs, and I don't think this is the rule, but sometimes too much rest can be a detriment. I remember when the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Capitals in double OT game seven. They had to play 2 days later against the Islanders, and the Islanders had been resting for 5 or 6 days, and they came out and swept the Islanders. So rest in the playoffs can sometimes be, I think, a little bit overrated. So I think both teams, with the Jets and the Stars, they were equally kind of mentally taxed. So I think you had that. You know, going into that game one, at least Winnipeg didn't have to travel, right? They clinched their game seven at home, and they got to sit on their couches for just 2 days. Dallas had to travel up there, so I think both teams were pretty mentally tired, but they had to deal with the exact same situation.
Obviously, we have to talk about Mikko Rantanen making NHL history. He admitted after the game it's the best he's played. I wanted to get your perspective as far as that athlete zone, because right now Mikko Rantanen is in that zone. Can you think of times like mindset and how do you stay in it and not fall out of that zone, or is it inevitable that it's going to happen?
Well, it's probably, I mean, his shooting percentage is not going to stay this high, right? I mean, that's, you know, you can't imagine that happening throughout the course of the playoffs, but like, you know, his third goal last night, that just goes to show that he is completely in the zone and the bouncers are going his way. And for his first little bit in Dallas, they weren't really going his way. I mean, he was trying to pass that puck to Rupe. I think it was Rupe. And it bounced off the Winnipeg's, you know, leg, right past Hellebuck. That's kind of what happens when things are rolling for you.
Sure.
And the same thing with Rantanen. I mean, he's, you know, after that first goal that made it 2-1 against Colorado, he's just been extraordinary. He's been the best player in the world by a mile. He completely has put the Stars on his back, and it's really cool to see. He's got great rapport with his teammates, especially the Finns, in particular Rupe. Those guys enjoy playing with each other, and it's been a lot of fun to watch for sure. But he's certainly in his zone, but you can't imagine it's going to stay that way. And it doesn't, that's a good thing with the Stars. They're so loaded. It doesn't have to stay that way, right? Mikko Rantanen does not have to be Superman because the team is so good top to bottom. And I think it's only a matter of time before some of these other guys start contributing in a really, really big way.
Yeah. So it's not like you grew up in an area, correct me if I'm wrong, that was like hockey fanaticism. How did you get into the great game?
Well, okay. So I've lived in Dallas for 8 years.
Yep.
I'm from North Carolina. So first, like my childhood team is the Carolina Hurricanes. Like I love the Hurricanes.
Glenn Wesley,
of course, Rod Brindamore, the coach.
Sure.
But how I got into it is in 1997, they moved to North Carolina from Hartford.
Yep.
And I believe they played 2 years in Greensboro at the Greensboro Coliseum, which was 10 minutes from my house because I grew up in Greensboro, North Carolina. So that's it. Boom. I fell in love with the team. My dad was like a builder, and he like renovated some of the suites at the Greensboro Coliseum. And through that, he was able to get some tickets, and they never sold out either. So right, it was 12, 13 years old. I fell in love with hockey, never played it, really never have played it. But that's when I fell in love with the sport because there was an NHL team. They even made the playoffs one year, and they were playing a playoff game in Greensboro, North Carolina, which I thought was really cool at 12, 13 years old. And been a massive fan of hockey ever since.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. You know, one of the terms they use in hockey that I know you have to do in tennis, I mean, if you grip the racket too hard, obviously there are going to be issues. And if you grip the stick, you know, so they talk about having soft hands. From a athlete's perspective, give us a little intel on that.
Oh yeah, for sure. You're going to have soft hands. You never want to have a death grip on the racket or the stick. You're going to lose all your feel and all your touch, especially like when it comes to situations. I imagine, again, I never played hockey, but I imagine when you're in front of the net and you're trying to deflect the puck past the goalie, you got to have soft hands for that. When you're at the net in tennis and you want to hit a drop volley, you have to have soft hands, like extremely soft hands. So for sure, tension and too tight of a grip is the death of a tennis player, for sure. And I can imagine it's probably the same in hockey.
And because of your size, do Stars fans that talk to you mention Liam Bischel a lot?
Yes, they do. And I enjoy watching him. I've been to a lot of games this year, and he's a beast.
Yeah.
And he's so young too. But Absolutely. I mean, I think first and foremost, I get Chara more than anything else, right? Yeah. You know, he was like, we're actually almost the same height on skates. He's like 7 feet tall. So, Of course, Chara comes to mind if you're going to compare any hockey player to me. But Bischel is probably right behind him for sure.
So just an overview, 8 teams left. Who have you liked watching so far as like prior to this series? I had Winnipeg and Toronto in the finals, which is just two long shots because of their poor playoff history. Who have you been liking in this playoffs?
Well, I mean, going into the playoffs, I'm partial to Carolina and Dallas. And if I had to say right now, I think just with how the Dallas series against Colorado ended and that crazy comeback, they had so much momentum. Mm-hmm. I like Dallas. And prior to this round starting, I really liked Florida. Now, I think they can certainly come back on Toronto. If any team can give up that lead, it's probably Toronto. But in my mind, and of course, who knows what's going to happen, I think Dallas and Carolina might look the best right now. I mean, of course, Edmonton's really scary. I mean, the Kings let them off the hook completely.
Yeah. Yep.
And they look like a different team after that game three against LA. So if I had to predict a final, and this would be a dream final, I like Dallas and I like Carolina. I like how they're both playing and they're in good spots right now, being up 1-0 chance to go up 2-0 before they come back home.
How are you holding up with these 850 puck drops?
It's tough. And I got to be honest, I fell asleep in the third period last night, which is brutal, but I have 4 kids and they're all young. It's just a beating and they're up at 5:30 every morning.
Sure.
And so, it's one of those things like the TV's on and you hear the end of the game. Like, I think I caught the last like 60 seconds, the frantic finish there. So, it's tough, but some of these like, forget about it. Like these Vegas and Edmonton tonight, no shot. I'm not even going to try to watch it.
Yeah. So you represented us in the Davis Cup, and I love asking athletes what it's like and that feeling to put on, in hockey sense, it's a USA sweater.
Yeah.
You know, what is that feeling like knowing that you're representing your country?
Yeah, it's super special. I mean, like, obviously playing an individual sport like tennis, anytime I got a chance to compete in the team atmosphere, I always kind of jumped at the opportunity to do so. I mean, I played high school tennis at the most basic local level. Then I played college tennis. And then in the pros, I was lucky enough to wear the stars and stripes for our Davis Cup team. We got to travel all over the world, compete against other countries. And it's super special when you're playing, no matter what the occasion or event is. But when you're playing and you're wearing, red, white, and blue, and you hear the national anthem, of course, you take a lot of pride in that. And it's sort of a pinch yourself moment. I've been in some great atmospheres. You know, one comes to mind. We were playing Switzerland, and where was it? It was outside of Geneva. Mm-hmm. And I'm up against Roger Federer, like playing for America against Roger Federer in Switzerland. Like, it's a really, really cool moment. And that's certainly stuff that I miss right now. Not now that I'm retired from the sport.
Yeah. Is there a hockey player that you deem like, hey, that's my guy? Or is John Isner more of a physicality guy, or does he like that soft scoring touch guy?
Man, I mean, with just given my size, I would like to think I'm like a physicality guy.
Sure.
So with that, that's why I'm really partial to the captain, Jamie Benn. I mean, he's actually a pretty decent friend of mine as well. I just love how physical he plays, and I like how he doesn't wear an eye guard still. Not, you know, it's it's crazy. Just so old school. So I would maybe say Jamie a little bit. But for as big as I was, I did have actually decent touch. So
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
God, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's retired, probably like a Pavelski, but he's way more athletic than me. Yeah. But maybe touch around the net is somewhat similar.
I feel like with that serve, though, you could have a really good one-timer. We just have to get you up on skates. But a one-timer from
John
Isner?
That's true. Well, I'm going to live vicariously through my son. He's 5.5.
Nice.
He's starting to skate a little bit, and eventually he's going to get to the point where a stick's going to be in his hand, and we'll see if he falls in love with the sport or not.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, I know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for taking the time talking some puck. I know you're enjoying the NHL and Stars, and I promise Spits and Suds fans I'd have you on because your love of the great game. And thank you so much. We don't want you to be a stranger. You truly are a great broadcaster. You really,
I appreciate that.
You definitely have a future in this biz, and I love the Nothing Major show. I think I feel bad admitting why it's called the Nothing Major show because no one.
Oh, no, it's all good. Yeah. We like to poke fun at ourselves. Like,
yeah,
we all had really good careers, you know, but we never won a Grand Slam. It's like a lot of unbelievable players never win a Stanley Cup. There's no shame in that.
And but so, that's true.
That's why we call it.
It's just,
we call it Nothing Major, so we poke fun at ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, and it's just former dudes talking. And that's what's so great. You guys talk tennis, I mean, you were talking about armpit hair, and I was laughing. I thought it was great.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly
so
right.
So that's awesome. John Isner, man, you're the man. Go back to the swim lessons for the kiddos. We truly appreciate you taking a few moments on Spits and Suds.
I really appreciate having me on. I'll come back on anytime to talk hockey.
Absolutely love it. That's a Spits and Suds one-timer with John Isner, making our way to game two right here on Spits and Suds and 105.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.